Hi, everyone. Today's episode is from my Instagram Live with Brian Bogert. He's an amazing performance coach, speaker, and inspiration to all of us. And he has endured so much pain, but he teaches us about patience through pain. Don't forget to join me on Friday, August 28th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, for my pitch competition, the 2-Minute Drill. You can join me to compete or register simply by texting me at 949-298-2905 or email me directly at david@dmeltzer.com.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
What's going on, brother? I'm great. How are you?
Amazing, amazing. I am so glad to have you on. People, you know, literally can utilize a little shot in the arm, no pun intended, someone that can give them resilience and perspective in performance. And I know you work with a lot of athletes as well, but you know, the same context that I help all of my athletes, I work with chairmen and CEOs and entrepreneurs throughout the world now with very similar philosophies. But I, you know, really want you to share, number one, your story, and then two, some great advice for us about performing better and having a better perspective.
Fantastic. Happy to do so. So I want everybody listening for just a second to just imagine walking out of a store, walking to your car after a successful shopping trip, and turning your head to see a truck barreling 40 miles an hour right at you with no time to react. That's where my story, or this portion of my story, begins. We went to Walmart to get a 1-inch paintbrush. And as we're walking to the car, right, you can probably tell just in the 2 seconds we've been talking, right, I've always had an excitement and vigor for life. So of course I was the first one to the car ahead of my mom and my brother, ready to get home and use that 1-inch paintbrush. And as we did that, we got there, I'm standing there with my hand on the handle, waiting for my mom to unlock the doors, and a truck pulled up in front of the store. Driver and middle passenger got out. Passenger all the way to the right felt the truck moving backwards, did exactly what any one of us would have done, and scooted over to put his foot on the brake, but he instead hit the gas. Combination of shock and force threw him up onto the steering wheel, up onto the dash, and before you know it, he's catapulting 40 miles an hour across the parking lot right at us. Now, we were parked in an end spot, and so it went up and over the median, went up over the tree in the median, hit our car, and as I told you, I was holding onto the handle, so it yanked me down to the ground, ran over me diagonally, tore my spleen, left a tire track scar on my stomach, and continued to sever my left arm completely from my body. Ripped it off, it was 10 feet away, and this was a 115 degree day in the middle of August in Phoenix, Arizona. So we're laying now in the asphalt, adding 10 to 15 degrees. And my guardian angel walked out of the store right when that happened. She saw the life and limb scenario in front of her, ran over, and immediately put her hands on my arm to stop the bleeding to save my life. And simultaneously instructed some other innocent bystanders to run into the store, grab a cooler, fill it with ice from the convenience center to get my arm on ice within minutes. Had either of those two things happened, I wouldn't be here with you today, and there'd be zero chance my arm would be reattached. And so I'm sure that a lot of your listeners weren't expecting it to go there today, right? And so what I will say is that in all the time I've done this, the biggest thing that I've learned is that it's important for us to become aware of the lessons we can extract from our lives, and then become intentional with how do we apply those in our lives. And how do we do that as a collective society, right? Because I can learn from you, you can learn from me, and how do we tap into the collective wisdom to help us move forward? So I'll share with you two primary lessons that I learned that have really been implemental in everything I've done in my life. The first is I learned not to get stuck by what had happened to me, but instead get moved by what I could do with it. And second, and this wasn't a lesson that I learned until far later, and frankly had to do with all the sacrifice, time, and commitment my parents put in basically to better me, to make sure that I would be okay, that I could use my arm. What I learned is to embrace pain to avoid suffering. And the beautiful part about doing that is when you can embrace pain, it becomes a catapult and a lily pad towards your success. And the beautiful part about it is you gain freedom. So it's this same concept that I use to not only overcome this unique injury, but also how my business partners and I built our last business from nothing to over 15 million within a decade. And how I've used it to help hundreds of individuals and businesses become more aware, more intentional, and more of who they already are. Because that's when the door begins to crack to perspective, motivation, and direction.
You know, it's an incredible story, and I was holding back emotion. I'm a very empathetic person, and you could probably see me grab my arm. Yeah. When you showed your arm, and my heart was just like thinking of the person that saved your life and that had the wisdom to get the ice to save your arm, because there was two saviors that occurred. But one of the things that most people didn't realize about your story that is a key component to your unbelievable performance and your unbelievable perspective and passion to help others is the another P, by the way. I'm not a huge Jim Quick alliteration fan, but I'm going to use it. You have extraordinary patience. And I would love for you to share the lessons of patience. And the reason I know, by the way, I know everyone's watching, how did I know that he had extraordinary patience? It wasn't about the injury and what it would take to rehab an injury, even though I've been in sports for years and rehab for years, and I know that that takes patience. But I loved his perspective of when he said, I built a $15 million company and it only took me less than a decade, where I wish I could transfer that knowledge and feeling and perspective to all entrepreneurs, that it's only a decade. Right? It doesn't happen in 8 months. There's no overnight successes in entrepreneurship. Just like there's no, you know, shortcuts to rehab, to saving your life, to becoming stronger and learning the lessons and enduring pain so that you can experience the benefit of it, right? I believe pain is an indicator, right? I talk about being a turn signal. It's an indicator that you have a mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, or financial lesson to learn. That's all it is to me. So I can endure an indicator. I haven't been sentenced. I haven't been tortured. I haven't been punished. I haven't been plagued. This is what people think of pain. I've just been indicated that I have something better in front of me, a better situation, a better place to go. I just have to turn directions and learn a lesson. So I would love for you, as we finish up, to share the lesson of patience, because I think beyond persistence, most people don't have any patience.
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. And I loved what you said. There is no such thing as an overnight success. And I wish I could credit the person who made this quote. I just honestly can't remember, but it resonates with me very strong. People are celebrated in public for what they've practiced in private for years. When they practice in private for years, that's typically them turning into and embracing pain on a daily basis. So I'm a big believer that if we are very clear on what's important to us in life, if we are very intentional in the way that we set up our lives so that it's in alignment, we can truly live a life of no limits, and it becomes self-regulating. But it also means that we've got to set goals that are big enough that we're not protecting ourselves. It also means that we have to recognize that nothing happens overnight. And it also means that anything that's meaningful in life isn't easy, right? So I'll give a couple of examples of this concept, because I completely agree with you when you talk about pain. What I struggle with is that the world tells us to reduce, eliminate, or avoid pain. I'm telling you, the world is wrong, right? But we are conditioned as an evolutionary fight or flight response to avoid pain, right? But when I say embrace pain, avoid suffering, suffering creeps up on us without acknowledgement often, or even understanding, and often to the point that it's irreversible. So what are the things, if we're clear on what we want, what are the things that if we know the direction that we're headed, that we can do on a daily basis, on a consistent basis, that will have a compound effect over time, right? I have never seen somebody blow up into a new industry in anything less than a decade. And if they do, it's an anomaly for some variety of reasons. And so when you think about this concept, that's where the patience comes from, is it allows me to recognize, if I focus on my purpose and my purpose is big enough, it overtakes the pain on a daily basis. So I can hit the gym and embrace the pain of working out 30 minutes to an hour a day to avoid the suffering and the aches and pains of a sedentary lifestyle. I can embrace the pain of firing my brother-in-law from my business because they're the biggest cancer and drain on the culture, and to avoid the suffering of limited growth and impact of what we want to do through our business, right? I can embrace the pain of a difficult conversation with my wife to avoid a loveless marriage that might end up in divorce, right? And suffering that might come from that. And so we need to redefine what pain is, because when we turn into pain, when we acknowledge the suffering we wish to avoid, which is really getting clear on what's important to us, we learn the pains that we are necessary for us to embrace on a daily basis, and then we establish as a habit in our lives. Patience is just inherent in that, because you get to win every day when you know that on a daily basis, you're doing what you need to do to drive towards where you want to go and the impact you want to have on the world.
It's so awesome, dude. You and I share so many similar philosophies, and I love how you explain compound interest, not just in the positive respect, but how compound interest with pain, if we avoid the suffering, like you said. Within the context of that, you know, being able to endure pain or to have the right perspective of pain, I have a philosophy of gratitude, meaning that I learned, like, I think there's a lot of suck. So that's a lot of pain. No matter who you are, I've been blessed to be around the greatest celebrities, athletes, entertainers, executives, politicians, the people that people dream of being, and their lives suck, right? They have a percentage of suck in their life. There's certain things that are super cool, extraordinarily cool, but they have about equal percentage of suck as everybody else has equal percentage of suck. And yet people like you and I, we find the light, the love, and the lessons in the suck, in the pain.
That's right.
So when we see and endure the pain, we immediately, instead of going to why me, we go to a try me attitude and say, all right, where's the light in this? Where's the love in this? And even the way that you explained, I love the way you explained your relationship with your wife, because that was a similar thing that I learned in my own relationship with my wife, right? She was avoiding suffering with me until finally she had enough pain that she's like, dude, you are lost and I'm leaving you. I'm in pain. And then I was in shock because I've been married over 10 years already. And for someone who I'm living in, you know, a mansion with cars and boats and motorhomes and trips around the world and living nannies, for someone out of the blue, right? That was really difficult. And fortunately, I responded in the right way and was catalytic in my life. For last thing, real quick, how do you practice finding the light, the love, and the lessons? You know, I know you were given an opportunity at a very young age to find it because you had no choice. And I know I was given an opportunity to find it when I lost over $100 million with no choice. How do people that don't have traumatic, you know, huge events, just daily pain and suck, how do they, you know, get off that law and get to finding the light, the love, and the lessons in it?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. And I love everything you just said, by the way. I'm going to use another P word because I think it's one that really does point us at what's important, and it's called perspective, right? I think it's very easy for us to recognize in our lives that we can be grateful, but it causes us to go inward. It also causes us to look at the world outward and realize how blessed we actually are. Regardless of how much or how little we have, we are here on the planet with the ability to breathe, right? And contribute into the world. And so perspective is one of the first things that really started to help me understand these concepts, because as I was laying in that bed at 7 years old, there's a whole lot of the world that you don't understand at seven. And frankly, I didn't realize all of this, but one thing that was very strong for me was perspective, because what I did realize is in the 2 to 3 weeks that I was in that hospital bed right after, I was able to look around and realize that there was other kids in the ICU that were there because of terminal illnesses that might not live another month. At that point, whether or not I could use my arm again was irrelevant. My life was saved. I had the ability to wake up and be happy, healthy, and productive. And so that was something that from a very early age, I was able to look around and realize, you know what? I've got it very good. I'm extremely blessed. And I think perspective can come when you seek it. Perspective can also come with the types of people and things that you surround yourself with, right? So you just talked about your wife and the impact that she had on your life. My wife has had multiple impacts on my life, but a year ago today, almost today exactly, we had a very deep conversation, and it started the path for me to realize that, guess what? I wasn't accomplishing the perspective and the impact on the world that I wanted. And she literally pointed at me and she said, Brian, I think you're waking up every single day uninspired right now. And I had some other health issues that went on a few years back. And she said, I think you allowed fear to enter into your life in a way that you haven't. And I know you're just barely scratching the surface of what you want. I think you're dying a little bit inside every day you live in insurance and your other business. And so she said, we took a bet on you once. Let's take a bet on you again and double down. And so it was literally about a year ago that we started the process of evaluating the human behavior and performance and speaking business that I started 5 years ago might actually be where I can fulfill what I believe I'm put on this planet to do. And so last October, I made the decision and I executed my buy-sell agreement and my partnership May 31st this year. And so June 1st, I went full time, because right now in particular, what the world needs is perspective. What the world needs is human connection. What the world needs is the ability to recognize that right now we have an opportunity to embrace pain. So I embrace the pain of walking away from a great business, great income, great lifestyle to avoid the suffering of not ever knowing what I could become and the impact that I could have. And so anybody that's listening today, right, I want you to seek perspective. And I want you to turn into the pains that you can choose on a daily basis to make sure that you're bettering yourself to ultimately better the world. Because if we focus on impact over impressions, and if we focus on how we can help everybody else, right, that's what's killing me right now about the world, is the separation, the polarization, the inability for us to come together as a humankind to realize that people are suffering. And I get great joy out of reducing the suffering for others. So like you, you want to impact 1 billion people and empower them to be happy, right? I also have a mission. I want to impact 1 billion people. And I want to reduce the suffering for 1 billion people, because that's when the door starts to open to happiness, fulfillment, and joy.
That is so awesome. And you are absolutely one of my 1,000 that I'm counting on to empower. You've already outreached 1,000 to impact 1,000, which would only be 1 million. I know you're going to do billions as well. And we got more Brians in the world to do that with Dave Belzer's. We are going to change the collective consciousness, as you suggest. We are going to change the collective consciousness to abundance, to a world of more than enough, to this perspective of that happiness, health, that we want to have. And you have an incredible perspective and articulated so well. Man, we got to get back together again. Got to get on Office Hours, the playbook. I need more Brian, promoting Brian to help people. One thing did came to mind when you were talking, but business and your life. I want to remind people, you talked about privately and then publicly. You know, privately, people will laugh at you, scoff at you, make fun of you, tell you what they want for you. But in the end, if you stick to it and endure that pain and learn from it, they will applaud you eventually publicly, and you will receive and be able to give even more. So, Brian, thank you so much. Where can people reach out to you and meet with you?
Yeah, so the easiest place is my website. So brianbogert.com. I'm going to spell the last name because it's B-O-G-E-R-T, because a lot of people misspell it. But everything is there, a whole lot of information. And for anybody listening today, I also have a free offer for them. Go to nolimitsprelude.com. It's going to be a quick little roadmap that are going to teach you how to get in clear on what's important to you and the pains that you need to start embracing on a daily basis so that you can implement these concepts in your own life.
Brian, winners win. Thank you for winning with me. I appreciate everything you do. Let's get back together, okay?
I'd love to, brother. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you.
Hey, podcast listeners. Thank you for listening, as always, to today's episode. I know you've been enjoying the Road to Revenue episodes. They are downloading at record paces, and I am so grateful for you joining me, not only on the podcast, but live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you email me at david@dmeltzer.com or text me at 949-298-2905. Thank you so much.